ILO, Frankfurt.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
September 15th, NTK would like to help you start a stellar career with wonderful pay and benefits. NTK in Frankfurt will be hiring brand new positions that include CNC turning operators,
heat treat operators,
material handlers,
and production technicians. Not to mention openings as material handling technicians, quality supervisors, and EHS professionals.
Come grow with teamwork at NTK September 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. NTK, just turn south on 28 at Tri-Green Tractor or apply online at ntkaxle.com.
NTK is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. It's a Wednesday morning. My name's Kevin Keith. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Richard Ruling. He's a Bible scholar, and we're going to talk about a whole host of things this morning. Dr. Ruling, thanks for joining me here on WILO.
Good to be with you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Let's start off with what we had originally set up, talking about you're predicting Jerusalem's destruction, and you've written a book pointing out that fact. Tell us a little bit about that. I'm not real familiar with that that region and why there would be the destruction of Jerusalem, but as a Bible scholar, please fill us in.
Okay, in Matthew 24, Christ comes out of the temple the last time, and his disciples are calling his attention to the great columns, and he says there's going to be not one stone on the other. And they were shocked. They said, what's the sign of that and of the end of the world? And he gives many different signs, but the idea is basically that's a sign of the end of the world, I believe, first sign. And we think it happened, Christians do, in 70 A.D., end of the world for the Jews, so to speak. Zechariah 14, the last chapter of Zechariah, which is next to the last book in the Old Testament. If you go back from Matthew to Malachi to Zechariah, the page before Malachi is Zechariah 14, and it says, the day of the Lord comes, which is the end time period, and all nations, not just Rome, but all nations will be gathered against Jerusalem. And we had the a wave of warning last year when Trump wanted to put Jerusalem as the capital, and the Muslim nations, Turkey President Erdogan, urged all nations, all Muslims, to siege Israel, okay? So the potential is there in a sense. It didn't happen last year, but I'm still believing that when the timing is right, and my time schedule suggest Passover as a Jewish time of judgment. In other words, coming out of Egypt, that was Passover. Christ took judgment at Passover. Titus came into Jerusalem at Passover in the spring of 70 A.D. I look forward to seeing what might happen next spring when they have a little more time to mobilize, but that's just it in a nutshell.
So as far as Jerusalem being destroyed, would that signal the start of end times for you?
Yes, it would. I believe that if we see Jerusalem destroyed, it's a see there. God's people were divided. The kingdom of Israel was divided into a northern 10 tribes and a southern 2 tribes of Jerusalem and Judah, basically. It was Benjamin and Jerusalem on the southern. And I believe they represent today Jews from Jerusalem, but the 10 tribes were scattered among the nations. Money migrated to Europe, intermarried with Christians, fled the papacy to this country for freedom in the New World, and we represent, in a sense, Israel, a broader sense. I know they named the geography over there as Israel, but I see the 10 tribes as fitting that description, and that in the end time, God said he's going to unite his Israel and Jerusalem to make one kingdom. That's in Ezekiel 37. Verse 16 and 17, there are two sticks that become one stick and become one kingdom in verse 22. And I believe that Christians who accept the Jewish biblical laws, not the special interest laws of our country where we pay the tobacco growers in Carolina, which are, by the way, being punished now, et cetera, and then we pay the medical system for the damage that the tobacco will do. It's a crazy system where, and I went through the U.S. Senate offices with medical literature showing prescription drugs as a leading cause of death. One senator said, you know, you're wasting your time. They own us, speaking of the pharmaceutical companies. This country has fallen. You know, we're more interested in our money, and the drug companies give about $6 million a day to the people that are lobbying Washington. Bad system.
I'll agree that the pharmaceutical companies are the real drug dealers in America. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah.
President Trump, he said that if they could reach peace in the Middle East, it would be the toughest deal in the history of deals. Do you think there's any progress being made with his son-in-law, or have you seen any positive steps toward some potential peace from President Trump?
I've seen positive articles looking like they might do something, but I also see prophecy in Daniel 8. Daniel 8 is a ram and a goat, a ram pushing north, south, and west represents, I believe, militant Islam. And they've pushed north into Russia, south into Africa, and to west to Europe and U.S. It angers a goat who comes flying from the west and clobbers this ram and breaks its horns. The horns are said to be the kings of Media and Persia, but today you'd say Iraq and Iran. And we've done Iraq. I believe that we are going to go to the next real war is not with Korea or some other blah, blah, blah. It's going to be Iran, I'm quite sure. And then after that, the goat becomes great, but its great horn breaks. I think in the Bible times, horns were used to make trumpets. They blew the trumpet as a ram's horn. I believe trumpet is represented by this imagery, and I believe he will clobber Iran, but I also believe he could get assassinated. Originally, this horn represented the first king of Grecia, which was Alexander the Great. He died early, and his four generals took over his kingdom. There were four horns that came up, but it says to the four winds, it's the previous chapter, Daniel 7, four beasts represent a lion, a bear, a leopard, and a dragon.
Struck by lightning.
Those four beasts represent four kingdoms of Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, of Rome. But today, the lion could be, United Kingdom has a lion symbol. Russia has a bear symbol. The dragon is the EU, again, with Rome, Vatican in the middle of it. So those things, and it says, one verse in Daniel 7 says, these are four beasts which shall arise, a future application compared to Daniel's time when Babylon was already falling down at that time.
All right. Again, we're talking with Dr. Richard Ruling, a Bible scholar. I didn't know you were a Bible scholar until I had done a little research a couple days ago, and I've just always been intrigued by the Bible and the history that it tells us about, and a good blueprint for a way to live. Several years ago, I saw on the History Channel a documentary that was titled "Banned from the Bible." It was a list of books and texts and writings that didn't make it into the Bible, but were still some accurate representations of things going on at the time. And I don't know why I said that. I was just amazed and fascinated by that.
Well, there's a book written by Macmillan, None of These Diseases, and is based on a promise in Exodus 15 when God took his people out of Egypt. He put and to the promised land, he said, if you keep my laws, I'll put none of those diseases of the Egyptians on you. Today, we have the same some of the same degenerative diseases as the Egyptian mummies that they've examined seem to have. And I believe that, for example, one thing in Leviticus 3, verse 17, the last verse of Leviticus 3 says to eat neither fat nor blood of the meat. Well, fat is a coronary disease, cholesterol, and blood from diseased animals, like they're feeding manure to cows just to give them more protein. Well, that's, some of the diseases we're getting into are trouble. It could be cancer and or I forget that I'm blocking on the word for the mad cow disease anyway.
Right. Well, before we went on the air, you mentioned briefly some thoughts and some information that you had on 9/11, which is timely for yesterday being the 17th anniversary. What would you like to speak to on that, Richard?
Okay, well, if a person were to go to YouTube, has excellent search engine, and if you type into YouTube 9/11 truth question mark or controlled demolition, you can see. I just last evening saw a brand new. Peter Ketchum, spelled K-E-T-C-H-A-M, was a former employee of NIST. Now NIST gave a report saying, there was no explosions and it was just came down from the steel and so on. But 1,000 engineers say there's no way the steel could melt from jet fuel, and it was something else. And this Peter Ketchum now is coming out and saying he saw an article published in Europhysics that was published, and over 350,000 people have viewed this article. Peter Ketchum is saying, hey, we did a bad job. Now, he was not on the original investigation, but he's speaking out. He's retired from NIST, which stands for National Institute of Standards and Technology, and they gave the report that, it was just the airplane at the top, and the official government report didn't hear any explosions. Well, they should have watched the witnesses. The witnesses on YouTube, lots of them had explosions, okay? So it's a controlled demolition that did that thing. The building didn't even impact the ground because it was pulverized dust by that time. And by the way, there have been many hundreds that have gotten cancer as a result of breathing that, and the EPA said, oh, it's okay, it's not a problem for the early responders, et cetera. Just a bunch of lies.
Now, I've got a lot. I agree with the EPA flat-out lying, and we probably knew they were at the time. I would take a little umbrage with me personally, Kevin Keith, right here in Frankfort, Indiana, believing in the controlled demolition. I've got some friends on Facebook who are... they believe in the controlled demolition, and they blame Dick Cheney for it. What would be the motivation for the U.S. government or Dick Cheney to kill thousands of people and make it look like hijackers?
Have to go several steps back on this, but I would say Waco, Texas, was the government doing bad stuff. They were really murdered. I could send a link to anybody showing a tank backing away with flame throwing. These records were stored in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was 2 years later on the anniversary date, April 19. And if you typed in OKC, Oklahoma City, Ted Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, he was a... former FBI fellow, explosive, really high tech, and he recognized that there was no way a fertilizer bomb could have done Oklahoma City. This was high tech stuff, and one of his buddies who invented that type of bomb called him up and said, "That's my bomb," Oklahoma City. Ted Gunderson went to Oklahoma City before they got it bulldozed and found the charges coming out on the pillars that they didn't go off, or the whole thing would have come down. Bottom line. Bill Clinton used that it was the BATF that had the drill the day before that put the charges on Oklahoma City, and Ted Gunderson names the guy from FBI that coordinated it all, but is second in command. The Bill Clinton used that to beef up BATA, and now we have FEMA. And FEMA was in New York City before 9/11. Okay, planning a drill. Hello, you know, to me, they want the CIA is wanting funds to build and to control populations. When it all comes down, they want military ability, and they did use the military against. They're not posse comitatus means do not use military equipment against civilians, but they did it at Waco. And Ted David Koresh made the mistake of saying there are so many holes in the top of this building, you'll have to burn us down to hide the evidence. Well, they did, you know, and it's so. Bottom line, there's big government becoming bigger and strategizing through the CIA. I believe there's some dark aspects of shadow government there.
I don't know. I'm not for sure that that's something. I think you and I probably disagree on that. I don't know. I've got, like I said, I've got a lot of friends who are conspiracy theory, who are conspiracy theorists. However, I'm having a hard time believing that the Oklahoma City bombings was anything else, but we could agree to disagree on that. I mean, that's you've got your opinion, well, I've got mine, and
I understand.
I have seen those. I have seen some of those YouTube videos because my friends who are conspiracy theorists are not stupid, you know. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what the motivation would be to kill thousands of Americans
well,
and stuff.
It actually goes farther back. David Koresh also made the mistake of emailing something about why the planes coming back into the U.S. weigh more than when they went out. Does MENA, Arkansas mean anything to you? Do you recognize the term MENA, Arkansas?
I remember whenever there was some stories surrounding Bill Clinton.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that when that MENA, Arkansas, if you type that into YouTube, Bill Clinton and the CIA and money laundering with drugs coming back into this country, huge. And so, and Bill Clinton has a body count. There's if you were to type in Bill Clinton body count, over 50 people. The woman that showed there was a woman attorney from your state, Indiana, Linda Thompson, who did a video of the tank backing away from the Waco building, and she said there's a body count of 50 people. Well, she was added to it. They got her suicided from an overdose or something, just like Vince Foster was suicided, but they put the gun on the wrong hand. He was left-handed. A lot of stuff that's bad news, and I don't know how this government's getting away with it, but they have so far. Controlling the media, basically, is how they do it, but I appreciate your openness.
Well, I tell you what, I do agree with you on Waco, and I do agree with you on the body count of the Clintons. So,
yeah.
Have you seen the Clinton Chronicles?
Sometime back, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was put out in the mid to late 90s, and boy, I mean, they interviewed Arkansas state troopers who went on the record and, you know, gave their names, showed their faces, who were talking to just about that cocaine distribution ring that Clinton had there. Absolutely.
Well, and to get rid of the evidence, Waco is silence them and then store the records at Oklahoma City were stored there, so now nothing can be done. And by the way, on 9/11, a plane hit the night before 9/11. Donald Rumsfeld announced $2.3 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars missing from the budget, and the next morning, a plane supposedly, they say it's a plane, I wonder if it's a missile because they couldn't see the wing marks on it, hits the accounting department of all things. The exact place, 175 employees of the, mostly in accounting and analysis of the Pentagon, were destroyed, so you can't trace it. And records in the 9/11 Building 7 had records that were good to be gone, okay? So, hey, how they did that, and Building 7 wasn't even, you say you don't believe in, why would they want to do the World Trade Towers? I think that Building 7 was the one they wanted to get rid of, but anyway, that's in a nutshell.
Right. No, I appreciate the friendly dialogue this morning. So is there a way that we can purchase that book, The Destruction of Jerusalem, and could you give us some information on that, Richard?
anybody can go either to my website. I'm not sure. Richard Ruling, spelled R-U-H-L-I-N-G. Richard Ruling with a, like a ruler, but R-U-H with an H in it. Or go to Amazon and type in my name and see the books. They're available. The e-books are cheap. Or if they want to just email me, if they don't do Kindle, I'll send them the PDF. I'm not trying to make money. I'm just trying to share the truth, and I appreciate you as that way too. God bless you. Appreciate your openness to dialogue.
Fantastic, Richard. Thank you for joining us today, and maybe we'll have you on again down the road.
Okay. Take care. Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right.
After Jerusalem, when Jerusalem is surrounded, let's talk again next spring.
Okay. Well, you've got our number and Ken's email, so
okay.
Well, let's make it happen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. All right. We'll take a short break. Come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrows Greenhouse and Large showroom.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. Just a couple minutes left in the program. You can call me quickly if you'd like at 659-3338. We could talk about whatever's on your mind. Well, we are talking about Hurricane Florence this morning. Over 1 million people on the southeastern seaboard are being ordered to evacuate as Florence marches toward the Carolinas and Virginia. The massive Category 4 storm is predicted to be one of the most powerful hurricanes the East Coast has seen in decades. Government officials are warning those who have been through storms before that this time is different. And Florence could be the most expensive storm to hit the U.S. A property data analysis shows the hurricane could cause $170 billion worth of damage on the East Coast. About 760,000 homes and businesses could be damaged by high winds, storm surge, and flooding. And also, the EPA is keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence and the risk it poses to contaminated Superfund sites in the southeast. There are 9 sites the agency is looking at in North and South Carolina. They range from old smelter sites and fertilizer factories to Marine Corps facilities like Cherry Point and Paris Island. The agency says it stands ready to help states if asked. Last year, Hurricane Harvey damaged at least 13 toxic sites that posed a threat to the surrounding environment. Also, President Trump is defending again the government's handling of the devastating hurricane in Puerto Rico last year. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Trump called Puerto Rican recovery efforts an incredible unsung success. Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory. Puerto Rico's government recently estimated that nearly 3,000 people died as a result of the monster storm. That's considerably higher than the previous estimate of 64 deaths. When you have the poverty, though, like that, I mean, you're going to have a lot more troubles and deaths, frankly, on that. President Trump also yesterday remarked the U.S. will never flinch in the face of evil. Trump marked the 17th anniversary of 9/11 at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania yesterday. He praised the incredible valor of the passengers aboard Flight 93 who perished while stopping the hijacked airliner from reaching Washington, D.C. Trump called them true heroes and said all victims of the 9/11 attacks will never be forgotten. Couple this day's in histories for you. We've got September 12th today, the 255th day of the year. On this day in 1928, actress Katharine Hepburn made her New York stage debut in Night Hostess. And at 1940, the 17,000-year-old Lascaux cave paintings were discovered by four teenagers in France. The paintings are among the finest examples of art from the early period. In 1954, Lassie debuted on CBS. The show stayed on the air for 17 years. It was 1966 on this day. The Monkees debuted on NBC. The show went on to win an Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series of 1967. It was 1992 on this date. Actor Anthony Perkins died at the age of 60. He's best known for his role as Norman Bates in the classic film Psycho. And 1993, actor Raymond Burr died at the age of 76, of course, best known for his role as TV's Perry Mason and Old Ironsides, right? In 1994, the first Netscape Navigator web browser hit the World Wide Web. In 1994, also, a stolen Cessna airplane crashed on the south lawn of the White House, killing the pilot. In 2003, on this day, the Man in Black country music legend Johnny Cash died of complications from diabetes. He was 71. And in 2012, Apple unveiled the iPhone 5 at a launch event in San Francisco. It was the first iPhone introduction since Apple co-founder Steve Jobs died a year earlier. So the WILO Skywatch weather forecast, mostly sunny this morning, cloudy this afternoon, a high 75, nice and dry, should be nice the next couple days, cloudy tomorrow, high 80, and overnight lows in the upper 50s, so be aware of that. Maybe get yourself some free air conditioning of a nighttime. Well, thanks for joining me today, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, and Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. More Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.